I'm an Okie from Muskogee. My name is Myrtle Louise Taylor Philip Grogan. I was born on December the 30th, 1936. When I came to Portland in 1941, I was 5 years old. That's when my mother and father started working at the shipyard. And that was the first on-the-job training, I guess. They were cleaning and building and doing whatever you do on the ships.
Describe your father in his work clothes.
Truthfully speaking, the only thing I can remember is a hard hat. My mom and my dad both, because they brought those home, and I can remember my sister and I used to put them on. We'd butt each other's heads. And we were told not to, of course.
How did your mother spend her day? Did she have a job or do volunteer work out of the home?
Beautiful. No, mother didn't have the pleasure of doing volunteer work. Any work she did, she had to do it for the money. Okay? I can remember mother worked in a kitchen, and that was in Muskogee, Oklahoma. And then when she came here, she worked at the shipyard.
What is your earliest memory of the neighborhood?
When I was going to Boyce, I think what I enjoyed most, believe it or not, was the sports. I liked anything that had to do with English also, but I used to run track because I was skinny and kids called me Bones and Sticks and also Myrtle the Turtle. Remember that first name? And that's the reason now I'm just Louise.
Can I ask you one more question about this question? What is the part when you said about how you loved gym that you guys used to take showers in?
Yes, we had to take a shower when we had gym. You have to realize at that time we were Negroes. Okay? No, that's not a bad name. I grew up a little colored girl. It's nothing to be ashamed of, okay? When I was born in 1936, I was a little colored girl, and I was a Negro. And guess what? Our hair would get really nappy. You see the way my hair is now? I love it. But then, if my mother straightened my hair with a straightening comb and curlers, and I got in that shower, I'd have naps and kids would tease me like they teased me with my name. They had bullies and people that teased then too. It wasn't nice and it wasn't as bad as it is now. But yes, I didn't like taking the showers, but I loved the gym.
Thank you.
The world different now from when you were a child?
Oh, sweetheart, it is so much different now than when I was a child. We had a theater over on, used to be Union Avenue, and now it's Martin Luther King, and the name of it was The Egyptian. And guess what? Since I was a Negro, or a little colored girl, we could go to that theater, but we could not sit downstairs. We had to sit upstairs. And if we tried to sit downstairs, we'd be told, ho, where do you think you're going? So that has changed, because now we have rights. When I was young, I didn't have any ambitions, because I didn't really know what ambitions were. I could easily say, I wanted to be able to run faster, so maybe I wanted to be a track star, you know? But I never had an ambition to be a doctor or a teacher. I was just a little old colored girl, and my ambitions was just to grow up. That's all we had to look forward to. When we looked at TV, we didn't see anything on TV that we could say, I'd like to do that. It was nothing but white faces. We weren't anywhere. I can remember when I was going to Jefferson, they have career day at the high schools. And I can remember when I was a freshman, my girlfriend and I, we went to the class where they had flight attendants. It was the airlines there. And at that time, It was in 1952 they could actually tell us. Oh, forget it. We don't hire Negroes. That hurt me, you know? I finally got a job in 1974. I started working for United Airlines. And I traveled, you name it. I traveled anywhere there was to go. And we were so welcomed every place. And it seemed so awful to come back to the United States where I was born and I wasn't welcome. Say we were in Tokyo, we'd be taking pictures. All those people loved us. In Italy, they loved us, you know? And in the hot spots like the Caribbeans, well, the men loved us, you know? It was really interesting to say you can go all over the world and be treated as an equal when you come back to the United States and you're treated as a second-class citizen. I have so many magazines from back in the 60s and the 50s, and everything there is a Negro this and a Negro that, the first Negro to do this and the first Negro to do that. And now, guess what? In 2009, we had the first African American that became president of the United States. I mean, I didn't think I'd ever see that day, you know? And so I think me being an African American, what has changed is that people have realized that when I bleed, it's red just like yours. And when I love, it's the same kind of love. And that God, He loves us all. You understand? We're all one.
Describe your mother in her best dress.
Oh God, my mother was elegant. She belonged to a Rose Social Club here. They had an Oklahoma Social Club and the Modern Matrons and Urban League Gill. And she would just look elegant, and most of the times her dress would come up like wings. It'd be white and flowing with some sequins on it. Anyway, she'd be dressed to the nines. And guess what? She loved her furs. That's when furs were really in.
Did she ever go dancing?
Oh, my mother and father, they went dancing all the time. Because here in Portland, this is in the 50s and the 60s now. We're in the 50s and 60s. That was the only thing for you to do. It was a formal affair, and on the invitations it always said black tie or after five. What you did mostly was dance. Ballroom dancing and slow dancing and swing dancing. Now I can remember in the 60s we used to do the twists. I was a twist champion. But you asked about my parents. There was Paul's Paradise, the Cotton Club, there was the Oklahoma Club, Esquire Club. These are all, I don't know if they were black owned, but most of the clientele was black. And then they used to say colored or Negro, because it wasn't until I think it was the 70s when everybody started saying black and African American.
How has this neighborhood changed over time?
When I was going to school here, there really weren't too many Negroes going here. It was mostly, you'd say, European Americans. Mississippi Avenue. They had lots of stores there and everything, but it wasn't as plush or it wasn't as developed.
What brought about these changes?
People. They build things, they tore things down. They came here from various different parts of the country, actually from different parts of the world. So it brought about a change. You know, change is good though. You realize that. That's what it's all about, change.